All right, welcome to our Preschool All-Stars podcast. I'm your host, Joy Anderson, and with us today is the amazing Preschool All-Star, Jelly Malenga. Hey, girl.
Hey, how are you?
good. Do you have your book, by the way? Do you have your book nearby?
I do.
Girl, you know you do. Throw that up. I want to see it.
I do.
Get it close to this. There you go. See Pals. Love that. By the way, everybody, we're going to drop her link in the podcast and YouTube description. She's got some amazing stuff she does. She's going to tell us all about that. But I can tell you, though, right now, anytime I'm scrolling and I see anything about jellyfish, jelly.
it is integral.
You have done it. All right, girl, let's go back. Share with us, because not everybody knows your story, right? But share with us, like, what was your life like before you came into Preschool All-Stars? What were some of the things that you were struggling with?
So previous to Preschool All-Stars, I'd done things in terms of directing childcare centers, working in childcare, working in schools as a para. I was doing two generational coaching, working with parents in an area that they were having a hard time taking care of their children, and I'm getting them ready for kindergarten, and the COVID hit. And so I started teaching online, live on Facebook, to be able to reach my families. And we had about 110 families on joining every morning. And it was just crazy, because I was just like, goodness, like, this is for somebody else. You know, like, I'm showing up on behalf of this company. Wow. Like, if I can reach this many people just locally, is there a way that I could reach children worldwide and also help them get ready for kindergarten? And that was during the pandemic. And then luckily for me, you were promoting online preschool and sharing some Sistar story, particularly Valerie story. And I was like, it's possible. You know, because I didn't think it was possible past Facebook. You know, like, how do you reach the families? How do you reach people? You can actually do this. And so that's where I was prior to Preschool All-Stars.
Yeah. Okay. So you jumped into Preschool All-Stars. And then what was your experience like your very first starting your preschool program? Because obviously you were teaching like 100 students, right? But you were being paid to do that from the company, right? You hadn't enrolled them. So, like, walk us through, because your journey's crazy, but, like, where did it start with you enrolling?
So with me enrolling, it literally was following the steps. Because let's be clear, you know how you know how to do what you want to do, but now you're talking about business. Like, what are you talking about? And then even to get the message across, like, I'm not opening a daycare, because so many people were just like, yes, open a daycare. Even some kids that I taught who were in daycare were like, take my babies. And I was just like, oh, God, they have the babies had babies. But no, I mean, when you started trying to share the online, because so many people had a bad experience during the shutdown, people were like, oh, no, don't do that. No, that's not going to work. And so it literally took, like, following the steps. I did the 1K in one day, and the whole scripts and everything that went with that. And I already loved
a chunk too, didn't you? With the 1K in one day, didn't you make a chunk?
Like, $1,800? A little over $2,000.
Right. Nice.
You know, and so it's, then that's the thing, because people started sharing. So a lot of the donations came people I didn't even know.
Wow.
But I was sharing, they were just sharing on Facebook, and they were sharing. And then I was getting DM'd like, oh, what's your Cash App? Or, oh, what's your Zelle? Or, oh, you know, what's your this? And then it was like, oh, this is real. And then I was like, oh, but I need puppets. And I had one puppet that had for years with me. And then a different friend bought a puppet for me, a different puppet. And it was like, okay, I guess we're doing this. And, and then I ended up starting, got the hub, got set up with the hub, and I ended up starting with 40 kids.
Okay, you just went from, like, I got the hub, set it up, I got 40 kids. Girl, break it down. So we get that you got the donations, money came in. People are like, daycare, childcare, but you didn't do that, so they didn't come to you for that. How did we get the 40 students? How long did it take?
Okay, so to get the 40 students, basically what I did is I did the founding families, but I said I wanted 10 founding families.
Yeah.
And then people start, a lot of them had, a few of them had siblings.
Okay.
And so then I gave a discount for siblings to come on as well. And then it was just sharing, a lot of sharing of what I was doing. and the excitement of what I was doing, and people sharing the excitement like they'd never thought of this, an online preschool. So a lot of it was people DMing me like, okay, well, what if I don't like it? And so it was like, okay, that's great. Start, give me 30 days.
Yeah.
You know, give me 30 days, you know, and most of those families stayed on for a good 6 months. And, and from then on, so, okay. So starting,
yeah,
that's how I ended up just talking. Everywhere I went, I was talking about it. The only place I couldn't talk about it was at work. and so basically,
wait, were you still teaching Facebook Live to these students with this company and doing your own online preschool? And that was still fine.
Wow, because basically, because it wasn't something that I asked, could I teach the families online? Because they couldn't come into this, they couldn't come into the center anymore.
Got it.
And a lot of them were on Facebook. So because it was my asking, could I teach them on Facebook Live? In a private group. And then it was just the whole thing of like, you know, you just can't, I can't enroll those families. And most of those families, I mean, I was charging, most of those families were online because it was free anyway. So it was fine. So word of mouth. One thing that
Did you do any referrals?
No.
Okay. No.
I mean, people referred me. But no, I didn't do any referrals. Because, I mean, because it was online. And so for me, my thing was, if you give me 1 month and you like it, you're going to tell your friends. You're going to tell your friends. And that's what they were doing. They were telling their friends or sharing online. And then people were in my inbox like, oh, I didn't know. Oh, I changed my mind. And it was like, okay, well, come on, give me this time. And it was, it was humbling, especially when you're getting DM from people you don't know, sending you $100 just because they heard about how you changed somebody else's life online. I mean, in person. And then with me sharing my heart about how much more children could I reach worldwide? You know, I can't physically be everywhere, but I kind of can be if I'm online. And then we're doing the on-demand, which means pre-recorded, which is even crazier, starting that much of pre-recorded. But it was because everybody's in different time zones. So I can't reach this mass amount of children I wanted to meet, reach worldwide if there's only one time a day they can log on and reach me. And so I end up having students in a good, what, four or five different time zones. I have a student in London, I have a student in Jamaica, had a student 8 hours away in Zambia, had students in Switzerland, had students, you know, at 5 or 6 different states here. And the one thing they loved the most was that they could do it on their time and that their kids still felt like I was live.
And what is one of your tips? Whoops, sorry about that. What is one of your tips that helps them feel like they're live with you?
I don't say their names. I call them friends. I act like I'm so excited. I lean in. I pause. You know, I don't just rush over things. I ask open-ended questions to where you think I'm talking to you. You know, and then even when I answer certain things, I'll cheer you on like, yes, you did that. Even if they didn't do it, you did that. You know, I had one parent, she was in California and it was so funny because she's there 2 hours. You know, she said she was 2 hours behind and they actually had a tutor that they let go and started my program. But the tutor was meeting with their 3-year-old on Zoom. But they said that she was always getting up and walking away. So when the dad came in one day and her mom called me, she said, Miss Jelly, my husband walked in and you were talking. He said, oh, excuse me, Miss Jelly. And I said, she's recorded. And he was like, no way. Because the child didn't move. She answered the questions. She talks. The only bad part about being on demand, I was at an event once and this little girl came up and she was like, you're on my TV. You're on my TV because they stream from the computer, you know, to the TV
at the same time.
And so it was crazy because she said, why won't you say my name? You never say my name. You always say friend. And I felt horrible because I can't say, well, little girl, this is pre-recorded. But she was like, you never say my name. And I scream, call me Nova Lee. Don't call me friend.
No.
And I felt so bad. So, you know, of course, you know, that night I got home and I looked up her information because, you don't know yeah. who's on the other side right. of the screen. And yeah. My puppets and I recorded a whole video that I sent personally to her mom where we're going, hey, and saying her name and asking her questions and saying her name. Because although I'm excited about making a difference, this little girl, all she wanted me to do was say her name. You know, so though I'm pre-recorded, I yeah. still adhere to the different emails and text messages that parents would send me to have that still that personal feel. And then there was something mm-hmm. that I was doing once a month that actually I do now publicly, and it was called my virtual preschool play dates.
Yeah. So tell us about that.
And so my preschool play dates, don't try to take that, y'all. No, my I'm playing. My preschool play my preschool play dates are basically where once a month I was live.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they could ask the questions live. They could talk to each other. Parents also would get on, sing songs, do things with me. And so that's what was basically happening. And that's another way that I got additional students mm-hmm. is, and they would invite people and say, oh, well, can so-and-so come? Oh my, if they're at your house,
right?
They can join. Just like, you know, just like any other play date. If it's your friend, they can join. And so they would come to their houses, and then they would also sign up for my program as well.
That's awesome. So do you also, I'm trying to remember, because I know Preschool All-Stars have also piggybacked with you on those where you do it for their preschool. Can yeah. they help you to get more enrollments for you? That's what my question is.
So what ended up happening, because I've been an All-Star since 21, and I yeah. launched January 22. Wait. Yes, I think that's right. Yes.
So it's been a bit.
What ended up happening, a lot of my kids started aging out.
Uh-huh.
And so when you're talking about, you have over 100 plus kids and you're super excited about those 100 plus kids, and you feel, you know, it felt good, especially all the different time zones, different areas. I can travel to Jamaica. Just, you know, last week I went to Florida and a child was like, got to meet you. I had a kid that came from, the messed up part is they send me videos, they talk, but then in person, they're like.
Because they're so like, shocked you're there.
Hi, friend. You know, like, hello. Yeah. And they're just like. You know, because I'm not supposed to be in their face. I'm supposed to be on their right. phone or their tablet. But so a lot of my kids started aging out, and I realized, like, oh goodness, I need more kids. Mm-hmm. I also have a family cooking program that I do, and then I have different things, like, you know, in my store and things people to buy to kind of do preschool on their own, in their own home. And so I'm like, well, how am I going to? Because I really was coveting the whole preschool things. It's like private. Here's this thing. But also, I kind of also wanted to show other teachers that they could reach children online, and also kind of showcase that this is something possible, to other parents. Like, hey, learn with me. Hey, check me out. You know, it's like a vending, another way to vend. So what happens is I do go live on Facebook as well as on YouTube. Now my YouTube channel, I have, 1,311 subscribers.
That's crazy, girl.
It's okay. It's a blessing. You know, we got goals. No, but you can't comment on YouTube with children's content. So typically on Facebook, we have over 100 plus people. And then on YouTube, I might have like 15, 20 people watching. And the parents, you know, type in the answers, and the kids, we're learning live. The beautiful thing about this community is there's power in having people who understand what you're doing. And so there are different all-stars that I partnered with who they share whatever their niche is.
Yeah.
You know, and so they come on, they share, and not just all-stars. I ended up having people through LinkedIn who are also edutainers who've been contacting me. Like, if y'all were on the National Pajama Day, this other lady came on, she has her own thing. And it's just different people have now been messaging me on LinkedIn going, hey, can I come on your live? Because they want to show their things. They get about 10 minutes. I do share their information. And it's just a great way to, one, get your feet wet, but only if you're ready to jump in, though. You know what I'm saying? If you, because the mic is hot. The crowd is
you're
going
to be next to Jelly. You better show up.
My people, you know, I don't want our parents to be like, what the heck was that? No, but it is a great way. And then we also have something. So I also have a free kids club called Jam Squad.
Yeah.
And so it also is a way, if the parents sign their kids up to be in my club, their kids also get featured on my live preschool play dates.
Oh, fun.
And so we do have some all-stars who have signed their kids up. And so even though they maybe didn't want to come online, their kids have and have been featured and do things. And so it's all round circle because you already know, like, okay, it's not necessarily a gimmick, but it's a great way to show, like, this is for everybody.
Yeah.
We can grow. I always crack up when I see all-stars in the comments putting their name. I'm like, okay, so there are no kids with you. It is clearly you. Okay. I'll have my puppet say your, because I'm like, put your child's name in the chat so my puppet can say your name. And I'm like,
right.
Hey, so-and-so, you know, right. And I feel like
it's ministering to all-stars later.
Right. I feel like it's ministering to the children within us, you know?
Yes.
Love the little girls within us. We still want somebody to say our name. We still want to be seen, feel acknowledged, be celebrated. And it's a great way. It's been a great way for me to launch because I'm actually relaunching Miss Jelly's early. So my program is called Learn with Jelly. Yeah. It's basically an enrichment platform for children 2 to 10 and different things for them to do. You can do with your kids. A Dismond Sistar that Joy introduced us to, Anna, she and I have collaborated. So I have her full curriculum so they can learn. Spent 12-month program learning Spanish. I've done a couple of collaborations live and in person with Miss Brenda. If y'all get the preschool club, you'll get Miss Brenda. Miss Brenda and I, that's my girly. So we do things together. And so both of those, we've teamed up. And so we are relaunching Miss Jelly's Early Learning Preschool this fall, where you can get all these different things and a few other goodies with me this fall. And so it has grown. And then shout out to Joy for talking about my book. Not only do I have a book, my book also comes with a recipe kit where you can read
C-pals
and you get a, you know, recipe on how to make homemade animal crackers.
Yum.
And with a rolling pin and to enhance the story.
Yeah.
And so there's all these different things that just literally started from saying, how could I do this? And now there's all these different elements. And so it's been good. And then not just that, I have some of the best friends that I've made, you know, sister friends in this group. And it's a good place to be, y'all. It's a good place to be.
Well, and what I love seeing you do is you're not just like, hey, we do preschool videos or I do online preschool and this is my thing and here you go. And this is like the little package you get. It's like, oh, well, here's something. And then here's something. And here's another cool thing. And I also have this. And it's like, my point is you're just continuing to grow with all the different things, which makes you and your brand way more noticeable when you're putting out content about a bunch of different things. Not just, hey, by the way, online preschool. You're like, hey, cooking, hey, virtual play dates. You know what I mean? Like, it's all these cool things. So how many students do you think you've taught over the past, whenever you've come in the past couple of years?
So how many students? It's been about 200, but that doesn't include, but that's just online. That's not in person. Cause I also do in-person things. I get invited to libraries. I get invited to schools. During the summer, I teach live virtual cooking classes to different people's programs. And shout out to all the different all-stars who they sign up their preschools. And in the summertime, they get to cook with, you know, Jam with Jelly, and they cook with me live. With all their students, and I have a whole curriculum and the different things they send. And it's just, it's wonderful because you start off thinking, oh, this could just be, you know, kids. And then it turns out like, no, this could be family. Okay. No, this is community because it's helping me financially, but it's also helping them bring more value to their programs.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then I have a number of sisters that I've started helping, but just, I mean, at the end of the day, sisters and women, so many people go, oh my goodness, I can't do this, but you can. Mm-hmm. And then if you don't know how, that's, you know, the other part, like, I can show you how, you know, just the whole thing. Yeah. But it literally just came out of answering a call that you made, you know, and then you doing the same thing that you're doing now, showing people, like, if she can do it, you can too.
Yeah.
So the biggest part is, like, number one, believing in yourself. And number two, being excited. This stuff is not easy, but it's worth it.
Right. You
know, what easy thing was this exhilarating? Nothing. Like, it's a it's a crazy thing. I end up being like recently I was on a TV show because someone who saw me posting about my early learning stuff messaged me and was like, hey, do you want to be on TV? Sure.
Yeah.
I was only on the screen for 5 minutes. 5 seconds.
Oh, no, I was going to say 5 minutes.
I wish. But I got paid, you know, and it's like forever on, you know, on PBS. Like, that's so very exciting. And then,
well, I mean, literally as seen on PBS, period. Do you know what I'm saying? Throw that everywhere. Like, doesn't matter if it's 5 seconds, Jelly. Like, you got
national PBS. You got on. It has been crazy. And even during this time that I have been, because the thing is, like, once a teacher, always a teacher, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and there's different places that I volunteer. Like, at the end of the day, I believe in empowering families and showing them that you can be your child's first teacher. Or even like helping that little child inside of them grow a little bit or heal a little bit, you know, because we grew up watching certain things that made us feel like those people on TV were our friends.
Yes.
That's our friend. And that's how I want children to feel and parents to feel, like, that's my friend, you know, and even just volunteering somewhere. That's how, those of you who know, like, I'm a, you know, I'm a Nashville PBS community educator, contracted. Yeah. Out in the community doing my thing. And, you know, part of the things that I shared in conversation, because I never applied for the job, but in conversation was also my online program. Just sharing about it. And they were just like, let's talk.
Yeah.
You know, let's talk. And so, I mean, there are some things on the horizon. I'll wait till Joy finds out. She's going to be like, shut up. But it's just the whole.
I honestly, I will not be surprised, because the things you continue to show up with, I'm just like, PBS, of course. Like, you're already on news stations, of course.
Oh,
like,
I forgot about that. Yes, Joy. Yes. Oh, that's crazy. Stuff, girl. Yeah, I was on the news. Someone
you were.
Saw me post on Instagram.
Yeah.
On Instagram about my program, which was crazy because my Instagram is amazing. I have more followers on Facebook. My Instagram has a very low following right now. And someone messaged me and she said, we'd like to interview you because we never heard of an online preschool.
Yeah.
And so I was on the news. I was on ABC talking about Miss Jelly's Early Learning Preschool. I sure was. Oh, thank you.
As seen on ABC, PBS, list him up, Jelly. Come on. Miss Jelly Malenga, comma, ABC, comma, PBS, comma.
Yes, yes. I just finished recording a children's album. So we're working on releasing that. And
it's awesome.
I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. At the end of the day, I'm grateful. Yeah. Because I'm growing, just like your business is growing. I've been watching all the interviews and the ladies, like, what they're saying is real. And everybody, just stay true to your journey. Focus on your journey. Because the steps we've all been given, but kind of like dancing, we got to put our own little spin on it, you know, to make it work for us.
Yes. Well, and the fact of you just showing up and being like, okay, I don't know how to go find these people. And I don't know if I could even do it beyond Facebook Live, but I've figured out and how far you've come, how many programs you've created. It's amazing for everybody who is just vibing with Jelly. Cause honestly, how can you not vibe with Jelly right now? The links for her programs and everything will be in the description, YouTube and podcast. So be sure to connect with her. She's got amazing things that not only services she can provide for you, or your kids or your preschool or anything, but like, seriously, connect with Jelly. She's awesome. Also, if you are not a preschool all-star yet, be sure to jump in, go to preschoolallstars.com. Jelly, always a pleasure, my friend.
Yes. Thank you so much. Good to see you. Good luck, everybody. I got this.
Awesome. See you later.